This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Friday is the day the Trump administration set as the deadline for the MTA to end congestion pricing. With that showdown brewing, some new threats.
In a new letter to the MTA, Transportation Secretary Duffy warning that the agency could lose big-time federal dollars if they don't address safety concerns on subways and buses. Now, despite this and the looming deadline Friday, MTA Chairman Jenno Lieber yesterday saying the tolling will go on.
This is not a test of wills. It's just the reality of when you have a dispute, things don't change until a court orders it, and that has not yet taken place. And we don't expect it will, because we're on pretty strong legal footing.
As to Lieber's latest comments, no response yet from the Trump administration. So again, with the deadline just a couple of days now, stay tuned. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
A 13-year-old is lucky to be alive. This is a kid who went subway surfing on an R train in Brooklyn and then fell off at Bay Ridge Avenue. He was rushed to Maimonides with a minor head injury. He's now looking at reckless endangerment charges. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the death of Christian Josiah Montrose. He is the 19-year-old who was fatally shot in Canarsie. It was one in a series of deadly shootings in that neighborhood over a span of several months. Well, today his family will join others to denounce violence and demand justice for Christian. Jabril Jalot is the founder of the Flossie organization.
No one has been held accountable for fatally stealing this young man away from our community. So we're going to come out and demand justice, first and foremost, and also demand more investment. So we're not in this place in the first place of having young people lost in our community to gun violence.
He and others to rally at 6 this evening at the site of the shooting at 1112 East 104th Street in Canarsie. It has been 4 years since Nafia Ikram was wounded in an acid attack in her driveway in Elmont. The suspect was some hooded man who was yet to be caught. Ikram says both physically and mentally every day is a challenge, and that while cops aren't any closer to solving the case, they've been grilling her and her family.
Think about what I go through mentally and psychologically, tormenting my brain, thinking about why someone did this to me, who did this to me, and especially at my home.
Well, the attack left her throat burned, but she insists,
if I allow myself to sulk, I'm giving this person power over me, and I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, when asked about it, Nassau County Police said only that the investigation remains active. We are hearing from Mahmoud Khalil, the green card holding Columbia grad student who was arrested for his role in pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Columbia University campus. He dictated a letter from behind bars, called himself a political prisoner, and said his detention is indicative of, quote, anti-Palestinian racism by both the Trump and Biden administrations. He wrote, quote, for decades, anti-Palestinian racism has driven efforts to expand U.S. laws and practices that are used to violently repress Palestinians, Arab Americans, and other communities. That is precisely why I am being targeted, close quote. He also referenced this week's Israeli airstrikes across Gaza, calling it a moral imperative to continue to push for freedom for Palestinians. The Trump administration says Khalil promoted Hamas propaganda, but he has not been formally charged with a crime. We're expecting another measles update today from Governor Hochul. Earlier this month, the state health department confirmed two cases in New York that were not related to each other. The governor's briefing, scheduled for 12:15, do check back this afternoon with 1010 Winds. The FDA now stepping up testing for heavy metals in infant formula. That after Consumer Reports shared the results of a new study. It found potentially harmful chemicals in roughly half of 41 infant formula products tested. There's an arrest in vandalism at Buddhist temples in Lower Manhattan. This happened at a temple on Pike Street in Chinatown, where the suspect used a fire extinguisher to smash a statue. There were also incidents at the World Buddhist Center on Henry Street and Grace Gratitude Buddhist Temple on East Broadway, where the windows there were found shattered. The NYPD says a 49-year-old man was behind several other incidents. They are still trying to connect him to these three. What a sight on Staten Island, where a van crashed into a laundromat. That happened just before 7 p.m. at 158 South Avenue in Mariners Harbor, where Glenn Wickman saw the whole thing.
I heard the bang. I thought the car got broadsided. So I ran outside. Look, I see the telephone pole. I said, what the hell? And I all of a sudden hear a girl screaming. Ah!
Well, the driver suffered serious injuries and was taken to Richmond University Medical Center. Whether he had a medical episode or what is still not clear. Funerals this week for another two New Yorkers lost to 9/11 related illnesses.
On September 11th, Gene Kelty was a captain at Engine 10 on Liberty Street, just yards from the World Trade Center. He served the FDNY 39 years, raising to the rank of battalion chief before he retired. And Mark Kelly of Yonkers was a volunteer for months at St. Paul's Chapel right near Ground Zero. 9/11 first responder advocate John Field.
This is the snowball effect of the aftermath of 9/11. And this is what Congress needs to understand while we try to get legislation passed for the World Trade Center Health Program to prevent these deaths.
This ongoing suffering and loss nearly 24 years later.
The 9/11 community is getting decimated. My heart bleeds for these families.
Kelty will be laid to rest in Flushing on Friday. Kelly's services in Westchester County tomorrow. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There is a frozen food recall you should know about.
Grabbing a yummy Lean Cuisine.
Several Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's frozen meals are being voluntarily recalled because they may contain a wood-like material. One case of a person choking on the material has been reported. The recall is isolated to a limited quantity of batches, including Lean Cuisine butternut squash ravioli, spinach artichoke ravioli, and lemon garlic shrimp stir fry. Also affected, Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna that were produced between last August and this month.
That's correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. You can get a full list of the affected products, including batch numbers and best buy dates, on both the FDA and Nestle USA websites. Well, with the cost of eggs continuing to soar out of control, Farmer John is here to save the day. This is Krista Barfield, who's partnering with local businesses this Friday to give away free eggs. I'll repeat that. Free eggs. She'll be at Brown Butter Craft Bar in Brooklyn at 9 Friday morning, then former Prince Abu's Butchery in Astoria at 10, and Africa Kind on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard at 11 o'clock in Upper Manhattan. She'll have only 100 eggs in all, so get there early. You can get all the info on her Instagram, TripleJFarm_NY. Well, move over, eggs. It seems the price of your favorite snack is also...
Damn!
Yeah, apparently Americans are cutting back on both chips and cookies because they have become too expensive. That is the word from research company Nielsen IQ. They tell CNN 42% of consumers say they're buying fewer snacks for that reason. PepsiCo, which owns Frito-Lay, says their salty and savory items underperformed last quarter. Campbell says fewer people bought Goldfish crackers and Snyder's of Hanover pretzel.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.